This is Mythical.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Listen, we all know Spokane-style pizza has the best toppings, but...
Josh, Spokane-style pizza doesn't even exist. You made that up. Lots of people were mad.
I agree to disagree.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich. Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And today, Nicole, we are talking Northern Washington State cuisine.
No, we're
Spokane,
not.
Spokane, Nicole, Spokane.
Washington?
Northeast Washington, right on the border of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Washington touches Idaho?
It, like, mostly touches Idaho.
No,
yeah,
wait.
It's got, like, a...
I've never been to Washington.
You never been to Seattle?
What would I do there?
In Seattle, Tacoma? Oh, my God. We gotta go.
It rains.
See where Nirvana played. Go to the original Starbucks. There's a great... There's a gum wall, Nicole. There is a wall.
There are so many gum walls. I went to the San Luis Obispo gum wall.
There's not... There's none to the caliber that Seattle has.
How do you know that?
Because
I... Have you seen other gum walls?
No, I haven't, but I've been told...
So how do you know the caliber
Seattle
is
a great city, and Spokane... has the best pizza. It's got canned salmon on it.
Josh, I was there the day you literally were ideating this.
For people that don't know...
He was like, should we do blackberries? Because Washington has blackberries.
Huckleberries.
And we couldn't get huckleberries. But yeah. Trevor got us huckleberry honey when he went to Idaho. But none of us wanted to part with
what Nicole's talking about is we were parodying the idea that people make these TikTok videos showing a very obscure style of pizza, which is something that I love about pizza, specifically American pizzas. Though there's some obscure styles across the rest of the world, even in Italy as well. But
Altoona pizza.
Altoona style pizza is the one that got people real worked up.
I really want it.
Because it's like a thick cafeteria style pizza.
Stupid pizza.
And there's maybe green peppers and onions and then just a slice of like wilted American cheese on top.
I'm into it.
Yeah. And so I thought it would be funny if we made up a fake regional pizza from a random city.
Yes.
Spokane got chosen. It could have been Tulsa. It could have been Fort Wayne, Indiana. You know,
you just kind of threw a dart.
We threw Spokane. And I spent a week at Shot Put Camp in Spokane.
Big deal.
At Whitworth University, a really lovely area.
Oh, Josh.
Dark political secrets.
If only you went to the Miami Boys Choir instead.
Oh, go Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim.
Anyways, point is, Spokane style pizza does not exist. It doesn't have the best toppings. But Nicole, I want to talk about what the best topping for pizza is. We are talking right now, single topping.
Oh,
Nicole, you're on a budget.
Just one for the rest
pizza
of my
Hut
life.
Pizza Hut is running the like $8.99 for a large single topping pizza, carry out only. What topping are you getting?
From Pizza Hut?
Let's set the stage here. Because I believe...
Well, you said it, so now I just got to
Sure. And I apologize. I apologize for boxing you in because you are an enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in a conundrum.
I'm multifaceted.
You contain multitudes and you don't deserve to be boxed into Pizza Hut. Because I do believe that there are fundamentally two different kinds of pizza, which is fancy pizza and normal pizza.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that. There should be different toppings on both of them.
Let's start with, what do you prefer? Would you say you prefer one over the other?
No, I like both. I understand why both need to exist in this universe.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to like delivery pizza or just like, you know, New York style pan pizza, whatever.
One topping. Lose yourself in the music, Nicole. This moment, you own
it.
It's
Ken Black Dollar.
Let's go. Canned black
olives. And they're so good. They're so
stupid.
That's my
answer.
Is that
That's
your answer? You're sick. What's wrong with us?
Well, explain yourself.
I just love canned olives. I think they taste delicious. Straight from the can. I don't care.
One, agreed. Also, black olives from the can is such a unique pizzeria taste.
Yes.
Because you taste the metal. It's not like...
is it bad for you? Does that have BPA in it?
Nicole, there are some questions that you just, like, don't actually want the answer to, you know what I mean?
I found out that there's BPA in sports bras, and honey...
Is it BPA, BPB, BPB, see me next Tuesday? Because I don't care. Listen, microplastics, BPA, aspartame, I do not care. I'm putting
Good
it all in my body.
Good
and, like... I don't know. I'll wear sunscreen.
I just got a blood test back, and guess what?
What?
Pass with flying colors.
What do you mean you don't pass or fail blood tests?
Yeah, I did.
That's not how blood tests work.
My doctor was like, you're great.
She's like, good blood, sweet.
Exactly.
Sweet like tomato sauce at Pizza Hut.
No.
Mosquitoes
opposite,
love you.
Opposite, not sweet at all.
nice.
Bitter blood.
Salty, bitter blood.
I'm
tastes like radicchio.
Bitter blood girl. But no, I love canned, I keep saying canned blacked olives, but they're canned. And black olives. There's something about that flavor that is so deeply rooted in my childhood, number one. Number two, it looks good on a pizza.
It looks great. The color pop.
Okay, yeah, like it's just so pretty. Like it's like black and white and red all over, like that newspaper joke. You know?
Well, I always said a dead zebra.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I always said dead penguin.
Black, yeah, I'm like, we are the same. We finish each other's.
Okay.
Do you remember the first time we ordered? Okay, I'm going to quiz you on our friendship.
Okay.
Do you remember the first time that we ordered a pizza together?
Was it at work?
It was at work. It was like, it was late at night.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the pizza?
Exactly. I remember exactly.
Do you remember
where
we ordered
from?
Big
Mamas and Big Papas.
Big Mamas and Big Papas.
Okay, and it was, hold on.
Three topping, they had a special, yeah. Three topping
pizza. I remember, hold on. It was red onion, jalapeno, and pineapple. And then you made me eat it over the trash can, and by made me, you encouraged me to
do
so.
Yeah, I gently encouraged you. I didn't force you to do anything you didn't want to do.
We were there at like 8:30.
Yeah.
And it was just me and you cooking at that time. It was different.
We were just vibing, different times back then. But the point is, the fact that you and I got a three-topping pizza and instinctively went to onions, jalapenos, and pineapple, I think maybe shows that we're an aberration to what normal people would want in a pizza topping.
Sure, yeah,
because
I agree.
When you say one pizza topping to rule them all, there is an answer that exists that's backed up by data. The topping that people ask for most often. Let the record show that Nicole is mouthing pepperoni.
Pepperoni?
Yes.
What is pepperoni?
Yes.
Yeah, what is that? Why is it pepperoni? What is the big hullabaloo about pepperoni? I'm not crazy about it.
Also, pepperoni, I don't believe exists in the Italian canon of cured
is
meats.
Is it Italian American?
I think it's a very, very Italian American thing. Mm. And if you were to like look at the closest, like, true Italian, authentic Italian, whatever you want to call it, piece of salumi, it would be like a soppressata, right?
What's the one that has the white stuff on the outside?
I think a lot of salamis. So salumi is like the Italian word for charcuterie, effectively. Any sort of preparing, curing meats.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe salami is like a very specific kind of that. So like guanciale or what's it called? Prosciutto.
Big prosciutto fan.
Prosciutto is a type of salumi.
Got it.
I believe. Okay. Mm. I don't think I'm misrepresenting here. But yeah, pepperoni, you're not a fan.
No. I'd prefer...
Perché? Perché, signora?
Okay. Well, of course, there's, you know, the background of not eating pork products.
Oh.
But aside from that, now that I'm just a reckless, crazy girl that eats whatever the heck she wants, whatever jiggles, wiggles, and moves, I just like sausage more. If we're up to me on like one of those, we're talking about normal pizzas, right? Like delivery pizzas.
Regular pizza.
It would definitely be sausage.
Same.
Crumbly sausage.
If you're going meat.
Crumbly sausage.
The one that looks just like lumpy ground beef.
Yeah, I like that
one. It's kind of wet.
The fennelly
snaps.
One? No,
yeah.
The fennelly one. I like that one.
Just reeks of fennel seed.
I like it.
I
don't
agree.
Love it. To this day, I prefer vegetables on my delivery pizza to meats. My brother was a meat lover guy. He would get everything. Bacon, pepperoni, chicken. What are the other meats?
Canadian bacon.
He would get Canadian bacon.
Loin ham.
He would get everything. Beef.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Pizza left none beef, right?
was it left pizza none beef?
Whatever.
No. Is that what it was? Left pizza, none beef.
Left pizza, none beef?
No, that we're talking about. It was a meme back in the day on Domino's. So Domino's, we've talked about this in the Domino's versus Pizza Hut episode. Mm-hmm. Domino's dominated Pizza Hut.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Rightfully so. And a lot of that was because of their ability, their app, right? They went in on the app game the super, tracker. Super early.
Yeah.
The Domino's Pizza Tracker, you can customize the pizza. None pizza, left beef is the meme. And somebody selected none on every single topping, including sauce and cheese. And then you can divide the pizza into right and left hemispheres. And they just chose beef on the left.
Yeah. I love that. Do you know how many fights that like quelled that you could get half and half pizzas?
Oh, my God.
Half mushroom, half olive was always a sleepover like go-to for us.
Yeah. That's a good pizza.
Mushroom pizza's good, too.
It's weird that they have the beef because the beef is just sausage.
Is it beef sausage?
Well, I mean,
I've never gotten it.
It's like it's spiced. It's got a bunch of water and salt emulsified into it. Like it eats like a sausage, but it must just be for the kosher Muslim, you know, whomever is eating there. It depends on what level of kosher, because you're probably not eating a Pizza Hut if you're like kosher.
Yeah. But my brother was a meat lovers guy, and I would just look at him eat his pizza in like disgust and awe that a man could shove so much. There's just so much food per square inch. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, there's so much more pizza per pizza. And a meat lover's pizza, it's just, it ups the weight by so much.
And like something like a veggie lover's pizza with like green peppers. Mm-hmm. I also love green peppers on pizza.
Same.
Not alone. It needs onion. People that get like olive mushroom, green onion, I mean, green pepper, regular onion, like that's a good pizza too. That's the pizza.
When they start putting like broccoli on it, that's where I have a problem.
It's weird. No, don't put broccoli on it unless it's one of those weird.
Don't
like,
make it
Neapol-
a cartoon. Don't make it a cartoon of a vegetarian
those weird
pizza.
Neapolitan places that have like the wood-fired broccoli that's been cooked already, that's fine.
Sure.
But like, again, delivery versus like fancy pizza, don't ever get broccoli.
Yeah, agreed.
For sure.
When's the last time you had an honest to God meat lovers, capital M, capital L, meat lovers
never,
pizza?
Never.
You've never, wait. Never. You're watching your brother eat this giant stack of meat on a pizza. You never took one bite.
Never. That's
Why?
When I had good self-control.
Oh, yeah. So if it was in front of you now, you'd just go,
ham
on it.
I'd go crazy.
Go feral for the meats.
Yeah.
I used to order a meat lover's pizza because I thought, Nicole, that signaled masculinity.
Men, yeah,
right?
Manliness.
And I was a young boy trying to learn what it meant to be a man in this world. And I was like, meat lover's pizza, black coffee. But I would like order that when I was a kid, and then as I got older, my taste matured. Mm-hmm. I became a nice little soft soy boy out here, and I was like, man, I really vastly prefer vegetables.
Does
on pizza.
Soy boy mean that when you say soft soy boy, does that mean that you consume soy based products and you have man boobs? Is that what it means?
That is the man boobs are. I mean, I am a buxom man.
No, not you specifically. Like a soy boy is someone who consumes soy and gets like more feminine.
That's correct.
That is wild to me.
Oh, yeah. No, very stupid.
That's
very
so stupid,
stupid. That term exists. I like to sort of reappropriate the term soy boy, though, and I would identify as a soy. Tofu is one of my favorite foods. It's just like it's really a delight.
I'm a tempeh person.
You're a tempeh?
I love tempeh. David hates tempeh.
Tempeh's fine. It's Indonesian, right?
What if you had tempeh on your pizza? Have you ever had like tempeh tofu pizza?
I don't know if I'd like that.
Ugh.
Tempeh's interesting. I would eat like a mapo tofu pizza.
I believe my friend has made that before once. It was really good.
Nima?
Yeah, it was really good.
Go over there. anyways, point is, I had like a bite of a meat lover's pizza recently, and I was at like a poker night with the boys.
Uh-huh.
You know how it is with the boys, and we got Domino's, which like really hit the spot compared to getting just like a local pizzeria. Where, we want
for
some
sure.
freaking Domino's right now. And they got them chocolate lava crunch cakes. You know how much I love them chocolate
lava
crunch
cakes. Those are fancy.
They taste a modern marvel.
They taste better than any dessert I've had the past like 2 years at any
Correct.
Sort of like fine dining restaurant
Correct.
Or any sort of,
My problem with meat lover's pizza and the reason that I love single topping pizzas is that those meats don't create like a harmony in your mouth.
Of course
right?
not.
Like if you want pepperoni flavor, you get pepperoni. If you want vegetables to accent that, that's cool. Even say like bacon and chicken, that's an acceptable combo. When you shove every single thing on there, and also, you're shoving so many meats on there that they don't. My favorite part is they're just loose meats because there's no cheese area
there's
for them to
no
stick to.
There's no room. They literally just like frisbeeing stuff on there.
Ham coins rolling down your sofa.
It's ridiculous.
Nobody needs that.
It's ridiculous.
Single meat, I would agree that I would go sausage.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Pepperoni has just never agreed with me.
Josh, I've been doing this podcast with you for 130 episodes, and it's just so nice to know that our first episode was, does pineapple belong on pizza? And now we're at best pizza topping, and we're literally same. It's very nice. It's very, I don't know, it's like soul affirming to know that like we're on the same page.
I agree with that. It's nice. You know what's a terrible curse?
What?
Is loving somebody so much and committing to spend the rest of your life with them.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing a household, sharing duties, sharing your heart, sharing responsibility, and they have the exact opposite pizza taste as you.
Oh, yeah.
It is crushing. Do you deal with that?
Do you deal with that?
I certainly deal with that.
What do you mean?
Because, okay, if we're talking about the best pizza topping
of all
is
time,
tomato sauce.
What?
The best, Nicole, the best pizza topping is tomato sauce because some people in this world don't think it should be on pizza.
Like not even light.
Not a single. Pizzeria Bianca. I know. No, keep it quiet. Listen, I don't want anybody to know.
I'm sweating.
I don't want anybody
I'm
to know about this
sweating.
That I live with somebody who does not like tomato sauce in their pizza.
It kills me at all.
We go to the fancy, we go to like the nice pizza places too. Pizzeria Mozza, you're paying $28 before tax and tip for like a single serving pizza. And she wants to order the quattro formaggi al funghi with the mushrooms and the fontina and the whatever. And it's like, there's no
sauce. Sometimes that's okay.
As a change up, but one in every six pies can be a white pie, and that's fine.
But that's not the ratio you're working with.
Correct.
What are you working with?
We're two people.
What ratio are you working with?
Sometimes, Nicole, we have to get three pizzas between the two of us.
Really?
Because I'm a selfish piece of crap. And I'm like, I want to try two red pies, but I want her to also be okay. That literally happened at a spot called Fancy Pizzeria. Roberta's alum. Roberta's very...
Very good. I've had it before. It's very delicious.
Started in Brooklyn. Very fancy, but very, very good.
Yes.
Roberta's alums in Santa Barbara.
Cool.
Really fantastic pizza. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had to get a white pie, and I was just like, I'm not in. So tomato sauce is my ultimate answer because that's not a given. With some people. Julia.
David loves, he goes extra tomato sauce.
Same.
He's an extra tomato sauce guy. And I'm like, honey, can you just like not put it? He's just like, I'm putting, like whenever we make pizza, he's like, I'm putting it all in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, do whatever you want. But no, I mean, to be honest, our pizza tastes not aligning all the time is fine. It doesn't make 100%. Or break my relationship. If anything, it adds a little bit of, you know, a little bit of conflict, but like, good conflict.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If someone was the same as you all the time and you lived under the roof, you know what you turn into? You turn two gray blobs. You'd be two boring gray blobs that do the same thing every single day, and it's exhausting. But you know that little conflict of like, oh, a white pie? Why do you want a white pie? This is the sixth time you've ordered a white pie and we've been to pizza. What are you doing that for? And then, you know, you just resolve it later in another way.
What way do you resolve it?
I can't say it.
Why? Why can't you say it on the podcast, Nicole?
What are
you? Is he hurting you?
No.
Is that what the noises were?
Opposite.
What? Oh, she's talking about SEK. That's crazy.
Zach.
Call it triple Zach.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's the worst pizza topping?
Tomatoes.
What? No, that's great. No, you're
tomatoes
right.
On pizza? Dude, I went to Istanbul and these people.
Are you going to start talking bad about the Turks?
No, the Turkish mofos. I loved the food there so much. But when I ordered pizza all the time, slices of tomatoes. What the hell is that? Get out of here.
We respect our Turkish listeners.
Love Turkish
people. We love Turkey.
I do love Turkey.
Visit.
I'm going back.
Your president, Salt Bay, we find him very
endearing. I went to Salt Bay's restaurant, didn't order a pizza. But what I'm saying is, I hate just slices of tomato on a pizza.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's unnecessary. It literally negates the tomato sauce flavor for me.
I feel that.
Negate.
It'd be like topping cream spinach with raw spinach.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point?
What's the point?
You already cooked it down nice. Now you're adding raw on top. That's stupid. You already made it nice.
What are you doing? And it like barely cooks in the oven, and then it gets like wet, and then it pools because the cheese and the water, it just pools. Ugh, horrible. You know what else I hate?
What do you hate, Nicole? Tell the people.
I hate these damn stupid pizzas that have the eggplant parmesan on it.
Oh, I love that. Shh, Nick. I love it.
It makes my tongue itch.
Oh, that's the best pizza. You get a little, it's just literally
80%. You like the eggplant parmesan pizza?
Eggplant parmesan pizza at Enzo's in Westwood. It was my drunk college pizza spot.
What about the pasta pizza?
Oh, pasta on pizza, no. The eggplant parm, it is 80% breading. The eggplant has been fried into actual non-existence.
Yes.
There's just little bits of breading with maybe some leftover black skin from the eggplant on it. That's the best pizza.
I used to do a lot of drunk Enzo's.
Yeah.
A lot.
I love it.
It was good.
Never mind. I was going to start saying something and then realize I don't want to get shot.
Okay. What about you? What's the worst pizza topping for you?
Single topping?
Yeah.
Single topping. Chicken.
Oh.
There is a place for chicken on pizza.
It's with barbecue
and
sauce.
And it is with barbecue.
Yes, it is
with barbecue sauce or anything that California Pizza Kitchen tells me I should be eating it with.
Yeah, like the Thai chicken.
There's chicken on every pizza that they make.
So good.
There's like a chicken tostada pizza. There's a Thai chicken pizza. There's a barbecue chicken pizza. Yeah. There used to be a jerk chicken pizza. That
I remember it very well.
Did not resemble anything that could be considered Jamaican jerk.
No.
But
it was like
spicy sugary chicken. But chicken on just like a red sauce pizza is most pointless, because the thing that we, I think, really get down to is if you're doing especially one topping, it's got to have punch, right? It's got to be the star. It's like olives are a salty, in our case, metallic punch.
Yeah, it's not salty. It's just like metallic buttery.
Olives are buttery too.
People don't know this. Olives, especially the black crappy ones, are buttery flavored.
Super buttered.
Yeah, buttery metallic.
But it's got a very strong profile in a way
sure,
that like you know, mushrooms don't. Which I get down on a mushroom pie, but chickens don't. That's why, like, even though I don't love pepperoni, pepperoni works as a single topping, chicken doesn't, right? Chicken's gotta be accented by a very strong sauce, whereas if you just had a barbecue sauce pizza, you know, without chicken on it, if you had barbecue sauce and pepperoni, it wouldn't work. It's just too much flavor.
Hmm.
You need the balance. You need the balance there.
I just really like pizza.
I know. I can't imagine not eating pizza after
this now.
There's
people out there that, like, they're like, I don't like pizza. You know, there's people out there.
Do you know who one of them is?
Oh, stop.
Well, I was just talking a bunch of crap about them.
No way. She doesn't like pizza at all?
She likes, but she's like identifies as like not a pizza person.
What about a calzone person?
No, she doesn't. I mean, she likes it.
Sick bitch.
What?
What about a breadstick bitch?
I guess she gets down with breadsticks, but you know, she's just not like, I think she grew up on a lot of like greasy dollar slices.
Oh.
And she just doesn't love it. You know?
What about,
which is fine. We share a lot of great taste in food.
What about fine dining pizzas? You know, the ones with the leoparding and the fancy schmancy ones. What about those?
I've been hurt before. Nicole, I've been hurt before. I've got I'm kind of in a bit of a fragile emotional state when it comes to fancy pizzas these days.
Why?
Sometimes they're bad.
I went to Pizzeria La Michelle Bianca, whatever, pretty Eat Pray Love.
Antica Pizzeria da Michele.
Yeah, I went to that.
That's the place in Naples that like they're starting to open up in the States now.
Yeah.
They're opening one in Santa Barbara, got one in LA, got one in New York.
The book Eat Pray Love, written by Julia Roberts.
Love her as an author, yeah.
She has the pizza there and she's like, this is the best pizza of my life. I had it and
I like
it
her
was
book,
good.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, it was a good book.
Yeah.
Richard Gere wrote the
sequel. Yeah. Prettier Woman. He found a more pretty call girl. Yeah.
Call girl. Uh-huh. What is this? 1974?
The call girl. Whoa. She's the lady of the night.
No, I mean, it's just like that kind of pizza. It's like Neapolitan style pizza.
Yeah.
And it was good because the sauce was good and the cheese was good and the dough was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like everything. everything in it was good, so it was good?
Yeah, but
crazy,
like,
hot take, Nicole. It's scorching, scorching, scorching.
Shut up. But, like, see, that didn't have anything special on it, but it was just a good pizza. It didn't need toppings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I went to another very fancy pizzeria, Mozza by Nancy
sure,
Silverton,
we know that.
Which I may have called my favorite pizza in
really?
The city. I've just had some
it's
really good,
favorite.
Their dough is really nice, do a good job, but this isn't a place where you go and get black olives on your pizza.
No.
The
you
one
get
that we got. Oh, I do love Castle Vetrano olives though. But too sour for pizza. I want the black. But point is, we got, God, this is embarrassing, and I am a soy boy. The pizza that we got, and we only got one, and I got a white sauce pie. It had what?
Zucchini flowers on it?
No, I love that. I love zucchini blossoms on a pizza. It's lovely. And on a white pie, especially with ricotta.
It's very good.
It's very good.
Yes.
I love that. No, it was spigarello. Do you know spigarello?
No.
Spigarello is the Italian word for broccoli leaves.
Oh, yum. Okay.
Which are actually a really lovely ingredient when you char the hell out of them. And also, like, I'm at a fancy pizzeria. I'm not going to get, like, a pepperoni or, you know, I want some weird stuff because I'm here. That's what
is
I'm paying for.
Is it broccoli rub?
No, not broccoli rabe. It's literally, you ever just, like, get the leaves on the side of broccoli?
No.
Like, you go to the store and there's, like, a leaf attached to the stalk.
Not where I shop, no.
I don't know. Where do you
so
shop?
So it's broccoli, broccolini, broccoli rabe, and broccoli leaves?
Yeah, yeah. So this is, well, this is like spigarello. It just grows around the broccoli.
Interesting.
And you roast the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm,
and yeah, we got pictures of spigarello pizza up here.
Yeah.
But it was like such a fat nest of spigarello, and there was so little anything else that I was just like munching through broccoli and like eating a dry breadstick at the end.
Oh.
And it was a bummer, dude.
Yeah, sometimes.
And pizza's the opposite of a
bummer
food. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I know what my favorite pizza topping of all time is for a fancy pie. Huh. Anchovies.
Anchovies. Let's talk about anchovies.
Okay. I adore anchovies on pizza. I think
bello.
I don't
bellissimo.
Love it. I don't love it
trattoria.
On spigarello.
Melanzana.
Spigarello. Che cosa?
Che cosa fai?
Che cosa fai?
go on.
I don't like it on delivery style pizza, but on like a really nice charred crust with really good cheese, just a little. My mouth is.
Oh,
a
yeah.
little,
yeah,
a yeah. little anchovy.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Okay, just that little bit of anchovy right there. Yeah.
I just really like it. And honestly, whenever me and Debbie pizza together, it's rare because
yeah.
she also is not the biggest pizza
yeah,
person.
Good,
we always get anchovies,
yeah,
and it's so
good.
Nice to just have
so
that connection
good.
Of like yeah, salty like, pizza-y enjoyment.
Yeah,
and anchovies
there's
make
pleasure.
It.
Pure pleasure. Sorry. No, I agree with you. It's,
why are you
it's
like
strong
this?
Counter, strong countering strong.
It's
I want strong
so
flavors on there.
It's so good.
Big old punch of seafood to the face. One of my favorite pizzas had no cheese on it. It had anchovies, it had capers, fried capers.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't wet and gushy. They were dry, like almost like a parmigiana
wow.
at that point, right? So dried fried capers and then little like poached rock shrimp.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was just a seafood explosion in
that's
your
fun.
Mouth.
You love seafood, though. You're like a big seafood dork.
I never thought about that until you said
you
that to me,
love,
and I love seafood.
It's one of your favorite.
You know, see, because seafood's fancy to me.
Yeah.
Like, anytime we go to the Red Lobster as a kid, because my Nana would send us a $100 Red Lobster gift card
wow.
every Christmas. Yeah, shout out
I
Nana.
I didn't know that.
Shout out Nana.
Is that why we got a Red Lobster gift card?
We still have stories that each other doesn't know, Nicole. We've kept this relationship fresh. I would go there, and I would just find, like, the seafood pasta, because I was like, this is fancy, and you get the seafood Portofino pasta at the Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm. Never went to Olive Garden as a kid.
Really? Oh man,
we were Sizzler.
Oh,
and
I
CPK
Sizzler.
And stuff like that. Sizzler and CPK and like Lawry's.
Yeah, yeah. Also, people might be confused because I said Red Lobster and then said Olive Garden. But here's the thing: is the gift card? No. The gift card works for all of them.
Does it really?
Because they're all owned by Darden Restaurant Group.
Oh wow,
yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
I
so,
like that.
Black olives for normal pizza topping.
Yeah.
Anchovies, single topping for fancy pizza.
And a little bit of basil. Can I have two toppings
you
on the
You can have
fancy
two toppings. Nicole, if you got money, if
okay.
your money's green, you can
okay,
get two
no,
toppings.
No, but the basil's typically free.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Nowhere says like, oh, basil's like 60 cents extra.
You know what's a little effing crazy for me?
What's a little effing crazy for you?
A little effing crazy.
What?
Nicole, I'm going a little, I'm, whoa, you're not ready for this.
Okay, I'm not ready
I
for the jelly.
I don't love basil on pizza.
Okay. Okay.
I love, wait for it.
I'm leaving. Thank you so much.
Nicole, come back.
So
Nicole,
much.
Oh my God. No.
I gotta go.
We are doing an official competition to find the next co-host for a hot dog sandwich.
No.
If you think it's you, send me
your
audition tape.
It's only me.
Oregano.
Oh yeah, oregano.
I prefer oregano with tomato than basil.
When they come with the tray, they go.
Yeah, people, if y'all don't know this, if you go to a fancy pizzeria, they will have just a giant broom of oregano.
I love oregano
that
brooms.
They shake at your pizza.
I love oregano brooms.
Love oregano brooms, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes the pizza.
But there's something about like the acidic tomato and the fresh cheese, the bread, and the little pop of basil where you're like, oh, this makes sense to me. But for you, it's oregano.
Yeah, basil and tomato just never really sang like that for me.
That's insane.
You know
for
what
me
I mean? I know. I know. It's crazy.
What's the craziest topping on pizza? Like crazy.
Peeps. Remember I made a pizza? I made a pizza.
Oh,
we
no.
We did it. It was gross.
Pizza.
But I'm trying to think of the craziest like earnest topping I've had.
Yeah.
Like there's a spot that did like the mac and cheese pizza, which is like a fun little novelty. Like buffalo chicken pizza is just one of my favorite. At BJ's. Oh, what a treat.
I hate BJ's.
Oh, I love BJ's,
all
man.
They got is
you know?
The pizookie.
What? No, BJ's got so much more than the pizookie.
No, BJ's is pizookie only. The food
I went and I
got...
threw up from BJ's once.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Did it Sometimes. Hurt?
No, it was just, you know, kind of uncomfortable. And then I apologized and wiped my face. And... Yeah, yeah.
Just right there?
It's
just
nice
at the BJ?
BJ's. Yeah, yeah. In the bathroom is...
Oh, the bathroom of BJ's.
Yeah, yeah. Bathroom of BJ's. Threw up from... Anyways, should we shut the hell up?
I don't know. You got any closing remarks?
Yeah. Pizza, like life, is full of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what keeps everything fresh. That's what keeps life worth living. That's what keeps pizza worth eating. The fact that we don't have to agree on what pizza toppings, and you can still marry
do.
Someone. Not, I'm not... Oh my God, I was trying to heal my relationship with Julia.
I'm sorry.
And now you just jumped
Julia,
in and made
you.
It about you. And now
Julia,
you made it about you.
Come on the podcast.
No, what do you mean there's not a we? Like you can, I love.
Julia, I love you.
Julia, you have
Julia,
to choose.
I love you.
Choose between
Julia,
me and Nicole.
I love you.
Right now. This
Julia,
is like that.
I love you.
On the Vietnamese version of The Bachelorette where like the two ladies were like, screw this guy. We're together now. We're peacing. I think they're still together.
Julia, I love you.
I love black olives.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, all right, Nicole, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the voicemail verse. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casserole.
All right, let's listen to our first voicemail.
Hey, my name is Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh,
always wanted to do that. my opinion is I think that the malt milkshake is inferior milkshake, and I think that it's actually a dying art. Like, I think a lot of restaurants are just doing normal milkshakes, but malt milkshake has this, like, really intense flavor I enjoy.
Steven,
so,
yes.
I hope you guys are good. Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Love the pod. Hope you guys have a good day.
I love you, too.
Steven, we both love you. Nicole
I love
might
you,
love
Steven.
You in a different way.
Steven, I love you.
Nicole, Steven, you gotta stop telling people you love them.
Can I tell you something?
Please. Not that you love me.
I grew up in a place where everybody, after they hang up the phone, like, okay, love you, bye. And I don't do that anymore.
Like in the very Valley Girl, Beverly Hills, okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you. Like, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But if someone wants to leave a voicemail, take time out of their busy day to call us and tell us their opinions, that's right. I do love you. I love you so much. So much you don't even know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, what I love about malt powder is it sort of like adds this kind of savory quality to it.
I love malted milk powder. When I was a kid, I used to just dip my finger in it and go...
He's right though that malts are a dying art. Not only malts, but all those like old timey
milkshakes are a dying art.
Soda shop style fresh milkshakes. Make some egg creams out there.
Yeah. Did you know that it's the guy's called a soda jerk?
Yeah.
Because of the way he jerked the handle.
Yeah. Can you jerk it? Let me work it. Flip that back and reverse
it. That's not
right?
How the song goes.
Sure it is.
Missy Elliott.
Misty Elliott?
Missy. Misdemeanor Elliott.
Okay. No,
I love malts.
Yeah, Steven, dude, we're with you. If there was like an old-timey but new soda jerk sort of situation,
mm-hmm.
I'd be there all the damn time.
No, you wouldn't.
And it needs
that
to start
is such
in Utah.
A lie. You don't have
know,
time
I don't go
for
anywhere.
That.
I don't go
you
anywhere.
You know what we need to do? We need to do a barbershop that's also... a soda jerk.
Yeah, does leeching and dentistry and minor surgeries.
I just saw on Twitter this person has a pet leech and was like giving my leech baby some num noms.
Oh, and they let the leech feed off of them.
Yeah,
weird as hell. Were they hot?
So I didn't see their
face. Sounds kind of hot.
Or I just saw their arm.
If there was like, if you had like a goth significant other,
yeah,
who was into leeching.
Yeah, and the leech had a pink bow on it.
Yeah, see, that's cool.
It's a girl.
Yeah, I love it. Anyways, I love malted milkshakes.
I love malted milkshakes,
thank you,
too.
I hope we answered your question.
First of all, the fact that Josh is the best Necrogoblicon, John Goblicon guest ever
we love
is the reason I'm calling.
Thank you, buddy.
Secondarily, there needs to be an episode specifically mentioning metal-influenced foods and metal-influenced restaurants. And then following that, there can be exposed chest with extra oil and possibly corpse paint, making it more appealing to Josh itself.
What
oh my
paint?
God, love
what
this.
Paint?
Corpse paint?
I loved the hot dog breakdown episodes. Congratulations, guys. Rock on.
Oh,
thank
thanks.
You, buddy. Rock on, baby.
What's corpse paint?
Oh, just paint like, you know, Slipknot mostly does masks. The band Ghost. Ghost is big on the paint. Cannibal Corpse. So
they paint their faces white and then they have like black stuff like coming down their
Yeah,
faces.
Exactly. Or even thinking back to like Norwegian black metal may have been the original influence.
Okay.
Bands like Burzum.
Okay.
Point is I love metal and
yes,
I love
do.
Food and I would love a real metal influenced restaurant. There are a couple spots. Thinking of Pizza Nista, I talked about them earlier. They do the mac and cheese pizza.
Oh, yes, Pizza Nista.
Very, like, hardcore
owned
punk
owned by a Persian
themed.
Guy.
Owned by a Persian guy, no way.
Yeah.
But in the hardcore scene?
I don't know, but he used to have warm sabzi pizza.
Dude, that's pretty rad.
Yeah.
That's pretty metal. There's something very punk rock, very metal about, like, taking the establishment, flipping it on its head. There's a heavy metal pizzeria in Mexico City that's really famous.
No
I can't
way.
Think of the name. But I agree, if John Goblicon, the goblin mascot for Necro Goblicon, also for anybody who doesn't know this story, I'm speaking specifically to our caller right here. The reason I got really into Necro Goblicon, I'd heard of them, but their guitarist, Alex Alareza, he reached out to me because when their metal venue shut down during the pandemic, they opened a sushi ghost kitchen.
Oh, yes, I
out
do
of
remember
it.
This.
And so like I ended up calling a reporter friend and he actually wrote about them. And so, yeah, there's a big crossover in the metal and food communities. A big fan. Quick
Why
shout
do you
outs.
Think that is?
Quick shout outs to a couple bands. We got Tala out there.
Well,
favorite
I
band, Varials, Alpha Wolf.
I don't listen to any of these people. I'm sure I would love their music if I had the time or the bandwidth to listen to them, but I just don't.
I'll start playing them more in the kitchen.
Don't do that. You can just send them to me, and I'll listen to them when I drive.
Do you promise?
Yes. I'm sorry, I have a little bit of a frog in my throat, but I love all kinds of music. As long as it's melodic enough and it has some sort of beat or rhyme or reason to it, I'll listen to it.
I'll send you the album Techno by Electric Callboy.
And does that not have any of the things I requested?
No, it has like all of, no, I'm dead serious. It has all of them. Okay. If I, yeah, I would send you like a very like hardcore breakdown band that to not like, like Varials, right? They're from Philly area. It's just real hard, just like, you know, kind of stuff.
I like evil music too.
Yeah.
I like evil sounding music.
So like a Dimmu Borgir, like one of those like the Finnish crazy.
Yeah,
crazy
I
ones.
Like crazy music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
I get crazy.
Yeah, we'll get some more metal influences.
I get
in
like, I get crazy. Next opinion,
we can,
please.
We can make actual Limp Bizkits. But no, that's a dirty
that's
euphemism.
Only
that's
if,
for...
if Fred Durst comes on the show.
Hey, Nicole and Josh. My name's Vince.
Hi, Vince.
So I have a bit of a food opinion. So
a bit, just a
I
bit,
I don't get
Vince.
Why people like so much frosting or so much sauce on something.
Mm.
Like, if you like it that much, just eat it.
Mm-mm.
If I want a cupcake, I don't want that much frosting. And you might be thinking, but just eat a muffin. No, that's not the point. The point is, too much sauce and too much frosting kill the food. I want to be able to eat the food, not the condiment. Because if I would do that, I would just eat ketchup packets, right? Am I wrong?
Yes, you are wrong.
Anyways.
You're indeed wrong.
You know...
Stay classy.
You too, what buddy. We thought you'd left the room.
Sorry. Sauces. I love sauces. I'm a sauce boss. There are some people who like too much sauce.
Am I? Would you say that I'm one of them? Because I don't know anyone who loves sauce more than I do.
Really?
I can't imagine somebody.
I have
somebody.
A few friends that are like saucy girls.
You think they're saucier than I am? Who are you talking about, Debbie?
No,
Debbie?
I'm not talking about Debbie. Talking about Debbie actually does not love sauce on her food.
Oh.
I do know some girls that they just drench it. And that's fine. But like, I like mine right in the middle of like properly sauced and... unproperly.
There is a golden ratio that exists for every food and every specific instance within that food of what the condiment to base ratio is.
Yeah.
Cupcakes are a great example.
I don't like too much frosting.
So Nicole's
on
physically tangled in her earphone cord right now.
It's fun.
But no. There are cupcakes. They went through this cupcake revolution with sprinkles, right? Really
I
popular brand.
Sprinkles.
I know you love sprinkles, Beverly Hills girl over here. Very popular brand.
Oh my god.
They have cupcake ATMs all over the place.
I haven't had a sprinkles cupcake.
But since then, cupcakes became less about functionality, more about aesthetic and culture and branding.
They used to sell frosting shots. Did you know that for 50 cents?
That's what I'm saying. It's become fetishization of frosting. So I do agree that there's a lot of cupcakes out there. But don't let that now influence like how much barbecue sauce I'm putting on my chicken, because like I'm drenching
chicken.
I'm taking a rotisserie chicken and I'm soaking that in salsa verde and ranch. I want it to eat like a sponge, baby.
Josh,
you know why? Because it's a chicken breast. I don't
Josh,
care.
You are the sauciest girl.
I'm the sauce queen.
You're my
god dang sauce queen out here.
Hi, Ben here. And when I get a little bit swifty, I have a tendency to make peanut butter and barbecue sauce sandwiches. When I tell people this, they look at me like I'm on crack, which I haven't been for at least 20 years. But it's good. Honest. Try it. Anyway, take care, y'all.
Does he want us to try crack or the barbecue peanut butter sandwich?
The sandwich.
I like that he experimented with it, though. You know, like
you like that?
Crack or barbecue? What are we talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about barbecue sauce is effectively jam.
Yes.
It's a jelly. It's a jam. It's a preserve.
I understand this sandwich.
Yes.
I will not partake in the sandwich, but I'm not going to jive your turkey. Is that a saying?
No,
that's what people say?
But you started to say it, and then you realized that it wouldn't make sense to shove it back inside your mouth, so you just went, blah. And just
yeah,
let it come
okay,
out.
So what's like the equivalent of, I won't jive your turkey?
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
Phrase, though.
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
I'm
not,
not
in this dojo.
I'm not going to rain on your parade. But no, I've never tried this. I don't know how I've never tried it. I think it sounds really good because barbecue sauce, again, it's a lot of sugar. It's a lot of tomato paste. It's a lot of spices out there. I think this sounds great. And I like that
you get
schwifty.
You know what I really like? Pepper jelly.
Oh, great time. Oh, pepper jelly is a great time, Nicole.
What's that cheese that's like cream cheese, but it's not?
Neufchâtel? Are you talking about Neufchâtel?
I love Neufchâtel cheese with pepper jelly on a cracker.
Bro, get out of here. What, do you pour the pepper jelly over the Neufchâtel so people can just scoop it?
What? I take a knife and I swipe it.
No, but I'm saying if you're presenting this at a party.
I don't have people over my house.
People want to eat the Neufchâtel. They don't want jelly on everybody. They don't want to be using two spoons. You dump the jelly on the Neufchâtel. And Neufchâtel is just like low-fat cream cheese, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more, please.
Cacon a cheese ball up in this piece.
Hi. Okay, so I've been listening to your podcast for a little while now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm just curious.
You're now dumber.
Just hear me out here.
Okay.
What are your opinions on, like, legitimate, like, random-ass casseroles? Like, taking whatever you have in the fridge and just pouring it into one big dish and throwing it in the oven with some breadcrumbs and cheese.
Yep.
Because I swear, that's what I've grown up on so far.
Same.
It's like, it's delicious, but I hate coming home to it every single day.
I feel that. There's something... Casseroles on one end of the spectrum are comforting. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they are pure resentment and spite.
Like opinions.
It's the same. Some opinions are affirming. Some smell like onions.
Opinions are like casseroles.
Everyone's got one and they smell like onions. We need a second first. We need a bridge. We need a harmony. Go on.
I've only made a casserole once. And can I tell you what was in my casserole?
I'd love to know.
Okay. I took impossible meat.
Already a weird start. Go ahead.
Tortellini.
Hell yes.
Jarred tomato sauce. Ricotta. Corn.
What the hell is going on here? What was going on?
It's a casserole!
I know, but is this like the end of the month? You're like cleaning out the fridge? You're just getting it all in there? Go ahead.
A pepper, some carrots, some onions, some celery, some garlic. I threw it all in there. I cooked some things together. I put it in the oven. I put a bunch of cheddar cheese on the top.
Yeah.
And then I baked it. And it was so bad. It was so bad. My casserole game, I don't have it. I don't have the casserole touch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I got a bill. I got a hefty casserole hand over here. And that's because, Nicole, I grew up with the king of casseroles. And that's a boomer dad trying his best. Yeah. You know, they're like, listen, we got all kinds of condensed cream of insert word here soup.
Uh-huh.
Cream of celery soup, cream of mushroom soup, cream of chicken soup, cream of cream soup. You can, if there's a cream soup, my dad could have thrown that in a casserole.
Okay.
And they put in some sort of like canned vegetable in there, some sort of starch. Wild rice sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Rice-a-roni wild rice?
Rice-a-roni wild rice. And then you put that with the chicken.
Dad loves rice.
Canned mushrooms.
Oh.
Big thing. Sometimes even canned chicken. You take that and you bake it with something crunchy on top, like the French's canned onions. You take five cans, you combine them into one dish, bake it. It's going to taste good.
Was there water anywhere in this?
No, because here's the thing, Nicole. They take the soup and they condense it.
But you never uncondense it
you
in
the casserole.
Don't
want to uncondense it because everything's going to steam. If you want water, you get a little bit of the green bean can liquid. I love casseroles, though. I don't make that many anymore. When I was, like, eating much bigger as a large beefy boy, I would sometimes just make gigantic casseroles, just like what you said, filled with meats and pastas and cheeses and cream sauces and vegetables.
But it's bad.
No, I think you made it bad.
Nicole, you are bad.
The casserole's not bad. You are bad.
I made a really bad casserole.
You shouldn't have done that.
I shouldn't have done that.
The ricotta gives it the texture of vomit. Never put ricotta in a casserole.
Ugh, okay. I won't
you
ever
just don't,
again.
You don't know the rules.
I don't.
You didn't grow up with a white boomer dad.
But I'm learning every day. Give me some props.
Yeah, you got to shove the ricotta out. Replace it with a cream of cream soup from Campbell's.
I don't have cream of cream
it's
soup in my house.
It's condensed cream of cream. It comes out like a jello, like a sludge. I made a barbecue sauce, pulled pork, spaghetti, and pancake casserole once. It was the greatest food you will have ever had.
I doubt that.
Hey, Nicole, it was
I doubt it, Josh.
For context, me and my three also shot put roommates used to work for the same catering company, so we would just all bring home all the leftovers and then make what we called catering casserole at the end of the week.
And sounds it was horrible.
Disgusting, but edible.
I'm glad you had those kinds of memories with your friends.
Fond times. Shout out Sandra Ryan out there. All right. Well, on that note, thank you for listening to The Hot Dog is a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mathical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, leave us a voicemail. Give us a ring. I'm sorry. I have a sore throat. Give us a ring and leave a quick message at 833-DOG-POD-1.
That's 833-DOG-POO-1. Oh, it says dog pod on the page. Oh, it's DOG-POO-1. For more myth... No, that's a... I was going to make a joke. We don't need any more poop jokes. Well, for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube. We launch new videos every week. We'll see y'all next time. I'm doing my pig squeal. This is what they do in metal bands. They go.